The college experience, Duke at Virginia Tech, college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience, the Duke Blue Devils at the Virginia Tech Hokie style. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking just a heater of a game here. We're going to find out a lot. I believe we got Coach K back doing his thing. He was quarantined for some time. And Duke's still a bit banged up, but we're going to find out a lot on them. They're still ranked, which I think is kind of garbage, but at the same time, they have won three games in a row. They're sitting there at 5-2, but I guess the thing would be is they haven't beaten anyone good. And this is the first, I guess, real test. I mean, obviously they lost to Michigan State and Illinois. So those are their two best opponents. I'd say after that, they have a bunch of questionable wins. I mean, Coppin State by 10, that was a close game. Bellarmine they took care of. Notre Dame by 10, that was impressive at the time because Notre Dame was actually, I think, getting 5, and I think I locked that up. But then Boston College by 1 in Durham, and then they took care of Wake by 11. But Wake's in the, you know, first year of a new coaching hire, so they're trying to figure things out. Bunch of transfers in, bunch of transfers out. So now comes this Hokie team, which has been really good with I've been really impressed with Mike Young's squad. They're 3-1 in conference. Their one loss was a 2-point loss at Louisville, where they missed a 3 for the win at the buzzer. So that's within the conference. They do have one other loss outside of the conference to Penn State in the Big Ten, which is a pretty decent team. By 20 at home. That one was a bad game for the Hokies, but they have some top notch wins. They beat Villanova, Jay Wright's squad. They took down a feisty South Florida team in the AAC. They took down a good Clemson team by 6, one of Clemson, and also Miami by 2. And then they beat Notre Dame by 14 the other night in a strong defensive performance that I will touch on in a minute here, hopefully, if I can remember. But you look at this team, and by the way, on the last Virginia Tech preview, I forgot to talk about Carter Deira opted out, which I knew, but I forgot. So, hell, I don't know. I apologize, But I think the thing we're really going to watch in this game is Kiva Luma, who's been the top dog for Virginia Tech, averaging just about 16.7 boards, 1.2 blocks a game. He's going to be lined up with Matthew Hurt, who Duke's big man that's just been killing about 20 points a game, 8 boards, 1.1 steals. That's the matchup to really watch here. Jalen Johnson's got a foot injury. He's out for Duke. So they only have 2 scorers in double digits on their whole roster. And that is Matthew Hurt and DJ Stewart. So I think the Duke bench is going to be a big factor, but obviously the Hurt Aluma matchup, I can't emphasize that enough. I think that's going to be because Virginia Tech is a kind of a guard heavy team. Yeah, they got Mutz and Aluma, but after that, sure, Pemsel will get 11 minutes a game, but everyone else kind of all guards really. That now at the Duke, at the same time, Duke hasn't really looked like the Duke teams we've known them to be. So I think there is room here right now. This line is at, let me see. It opened with it being a pick. Now it is at Duke -1. Now you break down both these teams here, and okay, Duke is currently 65th in the country in turnovers generated on defense. So 15.6 turnovers. But once again, I wonder about the competition. You look and Duke also ranks 12th in the conference in points allowed, last in defensive rebounding, which is pretty big. And so far they've been able to really somehow pull these games out. But I think a lot of that is a reflection of who they've played. Another thing that I believe, where did I write this down? Duke has, they have yet to beat a team ranked inside the top 88 in Ken Palm's rankings. That means they're pretty untested. And to the two teams that charted in their top 45, they're 0-2, with one of those being by double digits, the other one being Michigan State. Their lone matchup with a top 25 team ended with the 15-point home loss to the Illini. The Blue Devils are just 1-6 ATS this season. Makes you want to take them, because it's like, how you can't just continue to do that. I do think they've played better the past couple of games though. Well, I don't know about the BC game, the Wake game and the Notre Dame game. So 2 of the past 3, I've been impressed. And I know that to me, like, okay, those aren't really great opponents, but after this, buckle up, because Virginia Tech, Pitt, Louisville, Georgia Tech, Clemson, Miami, North Carolina, those are all on deck. Those are all tough games in my opinion. So we will find out about the Blue Devils here. Now you look at the Hokie squad, and they, you know, this was like an amazing stat. They beat Notre Dame the other night, and I believe they broke some type of record. They held Notre Dame to just 2 made field goals in the second half, which is the fewest ever allowed in the ACC era. That's unfucking believable. Mike Bray, look, I respect you as a coach. How the fuck does that even happen? I don't understand how that happens. But man, I think one of the things we really want to watch and monitor here with the Hokies though is how well they shoot the 3. You know, I believe that Villanova game, they shot very well from deep. I think that could be the X factor in them beating these good teams. Now, like I said, we don't know that Duke's on the level of a Villanova or Clemson at the moment, but I think that could really tell the tale for them. Also, Aluma. If Aluma gets shut down here by Matthew Hurt, then I don't know where their points are going to. I mean, yes, they have some other options. Jalen Cohn, Tyrese Radford. I mean, they have guys that can score, but someone's going to have to pick up the slack if Aluma, and you don't want to get him in foul trouble because he has been the nucleus of your team. Also from a rebounding perspective, he leads the team in rebounding, and really him and Mutz are really the only ones even close to statistically being a good number there. So somebody else is going to have to step up if Aluma does get in foul trouble. This is, I think, really going to tell the tale for the game. But yeah, at the moment, I think you have to take, I understand. Okay. Coaching edge. Sure. Coach K has that edge. Right. But for one game right now with no Jalen Johnson, they just don't seem to be the same team. Duke's going to really need a big game out of Wendell Moore Jr. at some of their veterans, maybe Jordan Goldwire. And they haven't been exactly great so far this year. So, they're going to need a big game for them. I think the play right now, guys, is to take the Hokies. I think they're going to have a rebounding edge against the Blue Devils as long as they can not stay out of foul trouble. I think obviously the 3-point line is a huge factor in this game, but I think the Hokies have a better roster right now with no Jalen Johnson. I like Virginia Tech to be the better team. Now I will say this. I think Duke swept them last year in Young's, and I think it was bad. I think both I believe both were blowouts. So there is that. Yeah. They beat him by 14 and 23 a season ago. So there is that angle, but I think that Duke's got some glaring weaknesses right now until I see them beat some quality opponents back to back. Well, I haven't seen them beat any quality opponent really. Then I can't take them right now. I think the play is, and I also like the fact that the money is coming in on Duke, even though it doesn't seem to be crazy money, but I'm saying, give me the Hokies at home here. I don't know that home court makes a huge difference here, but I just think they're the healthier team. They're the better rebounding team. They're the better defensive team thus far. So give me the Hokies to get it done in Blacksburg against the Blue Devils. This is a great game to watch, though. It's going to be interesting to see because you're seeing it with Calipari and Kentucky right now. They're turning a corner. That's another huge game tomorrow night is that Bama-Kentucky game. But Kentucky's won three in a row, and it started out ugly. Double overtime win against Mississippi State. Then after that, they needed a three with like 30 seconds left to beat Vandy. And then they went down and took care of Florida. So, and they're 3-0 in conference. So all of a sudden there's light at the end of the tunnel. And if you look at Duke, you could say, okay, you know, we got through Notre Dame. We got through a scare against Boston College and we took care of business against Wake. Now comes this incredibly tough stretch where really I would say what 2-4s. I think 9 of your next 10 games are challenging, or maybe 8 of the next 10. Quick glance at the schedule, but really throughout the rest of the season, all the way to March 6th, the final game of the season against North Carolina, they only have about 2 games that I think they're just flat out the better team. And that's Notre Dame. And that is, Wake Forest, who they beat before, but it wouldn't shock me if Notre Dame get them. Mike, you know, I think Notre Dame is a little bit better than what we think they are now. Wake, I guess I can't really say that Notre Dame just scored 2 baskets in the second half of a Virginia Tech game. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about there, but I do think those are the only 2 for sure winnable games left on the Blue Devil schedule. Going to be really interesting to watch the progression of this team and Coach K do his thing. It's just like Calipari is doing at Kentucky and what you're seeing it across the landscape of things. Izzo at Michigan State's kind of doing the same thing. So my advice is to take the Hokies catching the point and maybe even wait a little bit. That line might go up. I'd say maybe wait until closer to tip, but either way, take the Hokies. If it's a money line play, take it. All right, guys, this is the College Experience. If you're a first time listener, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. We've been doing it for 4 years. Me, my co-host Patty C and NC Nick, who aren't here on this episode, but well, they're on most episodes. All right. And look, we all make those picks. So each season, college basketball, college football, we've been over 500 picking every game. We've also been way over 500, and I'm not, as a collective, but also individually, we've been way over 500 on our locks. Yeah, we give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet them out daily. I'll give you a Twitter handles in a second here, so you got no excuse. And shout out to NC Nick, who had a few. Not only is he a Duke fan, so I'm sure he's going to disagree with my pick. He had a future for Bama to win the national championship. So I had a future for Bama to win the SEC, which I hit on, and he had to hit on the future for Bama to win the national championship. So kudos to NC Nick getting it done there. And yeah, guys, make sure you subscribe. We got FCS college football right around the corner, and college basketball, no one covers it like us. I truly believe that. So make sure you subscribe, tell a friend. Look, we don't charge for picks, and we won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us? We'd certainly appreciate it. And I think we'd do that. We give you this content for free. All right. I never try to fucking squeeze your pockets. All right. Just, I'm trying to squeeze your fucking fingertips. Go over on your laptop. You know, it's COVID. You're stuck inside. All right. You're sick of your wife. Just fucking find a basement, find a cubby hole. Go underneath the fucking staircase if you have to. You can steal her phone. If you already left a review on yours and you say, I don't want to keep doing it, we'll take her phone and do it. All right. How about that? Oftentimes sponsors have told us that's like a big deal for them, is they want to see fans engaged talking about the product they're about to invest in. So they want to see people talking about it, which makes sense. So perhaps you leave us a nice review, and then some company out there like fucking Wetzel's Pretzels fucking gives us a bunch of money to talk about football and basketball. And then we give you a bunch more breakdowns, right? Because we're making more money. And then you start to win more money because we're giving you more breakdowns, right? And you're listening to it and you're giving us more downloads essentially to get more fucking sponsors. Then all of a sudden you're breaking in so much cash that you don't even know what the fuck to do. All right. You don't even know. Like you quit your sales job, right? But your wife's got you. She's wondering what the fuck's going on. She stumbled upon a suitcase full of cash that you just been fucking taking from your bookie. You didn't know what to do. You didn't want it in your bank account, because then your wife's going to want to know why it's there. She's probably going to go out and spend it on some shopping bullshit. So, you know, you're in this jam now. You got a suitcase full of cash just sitting there, right? And she stumbles upon it, right? But then you say, it's a surprise, honey. All right. I've had a side job, and I promise I'm not dealing drugs, but all this was in an effort to take you to the Galapagos Islands. All right. Once this COVID shit clears up, I'm taking you to the Galapagos, baby. We're going to camp out with those fucking turtles. All right. What's the guy's name? We're going to hang out where Darwin did. I'm going to fuck you where Darwin fucked some random girl. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Get over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review, please. All right. We don't ask you for much. Come on. Even if you've done it before, I don't give a fuck. All right. Please help me help you. Isn't that Jerry Maguire? Yeah, please. If you can do that. And by the way, if you give a 5-star review, take a screenshot in your phone, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll enter you in a raffle to win some, a fixed raffle to win some college experience gear. All right. It'll be like a third country's, election. You know what I mean? It's rigged. You're getting that college experience t-shirt. All right. At the Colby D. Give me a follow while you're at it. I got to do all that bullshit. You know what I mean? Got to say, hey, I need more followers. It's all bullshit. But at the same time, please do it. Do it, because it helps me get money, guys. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give all of us a follow. Give the Sports Gambling Podcast a follow. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. And what else? Check out the Slack channel for Sports Gambling Podcast. That's a ton of fun. It's like a fucking, imagine like a house party at DGens. All right. You just come in and everyone, I mean, not like one of those house parties you went to in high school. There's not like your friend Timmy's not fucking a girl in the middle of the floor while you guys are having a conversation, you know, while you're doing a keg stand. But we're striving to do that. Trying to get that all fixed for you. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. And yeah. All right, this is the college experience. Duke at Virginia Tech style. Take the Hokies to get it done. You better start thinking about yours. And we're